Deaf theater is a performance practice within deaf culture. According to the online resource ASL University, the history of deaf theater goes back to the early 20th century, but it didn't garner national attention until the 1960s. This is when the National Theater of the Deaf was formed. Today, the National Theater of the Deaf tours the country, and deaf theater is taught at universities such as Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., and in schools such as the Indiana School for the Deaf. WFIU's James Gray has this profile of a local performer.
Colin Analco is an instructor at the Indiana School for the Deaf, or the ISD.
My wife right here is voicing for me.
That's the voice of Colin's wife, June. She's our interpreter.
I was born, actually, in Michigan and then moved here to Indiana. My wonderful parents, they both are teachers, and myself and my twin brother, actually, are deaf. So they decided to go ahead and move here to Indiana for the education system at ISD. My parents had always encouraged me to try new things. When I actually started to engage in deaf theater and it, you know, really kind of start with more of translating poetry and things that were very difficult, you know, in, even in a written language, that's when it really just all became so fascinating to me.
I watched a video on the internet of Colin performing a poem called Snare of the Arrow. He gave me live annotations over the phone. He points something out to me. I'm not sure if I ever would have looked for it if he hadn't. There's one moment where Colin looks to be pulling an arrow from a quiver. He loads it on his bow, pulls back, and fires. He uses his arms to represent the arrow. One finger jots out forward, jabbing and jutting through the wind. Then, like a close-up in a film, two fingers stick up behind the lateral pointer finger, and the tips of the angled fingers pivot quickly, the fingernails ebbing towards the body and back, just like a feather would wave on the end of an arrow shooting through the air. Then, as the arrow hits the target, another finger and another one comes out. One, two, three. It's very fast. Just as written poetry can have imposed limitations like meter and rhyme patterns, in Snare of the Arrow, Colin set up his own limitations on his hands. Deaf theater provides the opportunity to combine choreography and literature. There's a unique expressive quality.
Well, for example, if you're just moving your face, you know, from happiness to sadness, you know, it's not believable for deaf individuals. You know, not just deaf individuals, but in general an audience. You know, but if you actually show your entire body being excited, like I'm showing you right now, into sadness, you know, into kind of a disdain characteristic, everything around you changes in that moment. And when the things around you change, the audience feels that emotion through your gestures. You know, if you're mad, you would sign really, really fast, like, oh, I'm super pissed off, and the audience can feel that. There was one play over at Gallaudet called Noises Off.
Gallaudet University is a school for the deaf and hard of hearing. It's where Colin studied theater.
My character was Selden, and it was a very, very old man. You know, he loved whiskey, he loved to drink, and he drank it often. And my director didn't give me any feedback, any criticism or anything. My character was very, you know, comedic. You know, so I kind of noticed, okay, if I'm not getting any reaction from my director, would I get a reaction from the audience, you know, during that play? So I went ahead and I performed as a character, and actually my character was very, you know, comedic. There's one part that I actually fall through a window and fall down the, you know, other side. And the audience actually laughed so hard, I could feel the stage vibrating, the wood slats on the floor. And oh my goodness, what an ego boost. You know, it wasn't just one or two times, it was probably about five times throughout the entire play that I could feel the audience laughing so hard. So if you perform in, you know, a comedy play and the floor shakes, you know you're doing something right.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.
This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.